for WBAI News in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, December 19th, 2016. Well, it would have been a very different day if Electoral College votes reflected the popular vote. Here in New York, the vote went just as expected.
29 votes have been cast for the Honorable Hillary Clinton of New York for President of the United States.
Even though Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 2.6 million votes, Donald Trump is still the president-elect. Stuart Applebaum is president of the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. At the vote, he said, "We can't let the Electoral College continue to undermine the will of the people. It must be abolished." A joint session of Congress is scheduled for January 6th, this to certify the results of the Electoral College vote. In Pennsylvania, demonstrators chanted, "Shame on you," as their electors cast their ballots for Trump. Back here in New York, our electors showing disapproval to Donald Trump agreed to donate their $15 compensation for their vote to the New York Immigration Coalition. It's an advocacy group for immigrants and refugees. Even though Trump is from New York, many New Yorkers are saying he doesn't reflect New York values, and our elected officials are standing up to the president-elect and the nominees he is trying to put in his cabinet. New York City Councilmember Yadonis Rodriguez represents Northern Manhattan. He says our nation should not go backwards to the 1950s during the time of segregation.
And there's many factors in place already in this transition that Donald Trump is putting in place that remind me of those years when, first of all, the cabinet doesn't look what the nation is. It's a male white cabinet that he's putting together. There's no women, he has only one. There's no gays and lesbian representation. There's no one Latino in cabinets. But worse than that, most of those people, they don't even have doctorate degree. They don't have any experience when it comes to the academic field. Probably is the first time that we have a cabinet with people with so low a track record when it comes to the experience in the academic fields. And those are people that they have shown that they are conservative. How do you put someone who is a leader of charter school to run the nation Department of Education? How do you put someone in the Department of Environmental Protection, someone who doesn't believe that climate change is real? How do you choose someone as the Secretary of Labor that doesn't believe that fast food workers, they need a right to make enough money to support their family? So for me, like, I'm so committed to be the other voice. As a father of two daughters, and in three, I want my daughter to know that we, the adults and the young people and the children, we will be fighting together to keep our nation moving forward and not moving backward to the 1950s.
Now! Justice!
The council member is marching from the United Nations to Trump Tower after a rally for immigrant rights near the United Nations on Sunday. It's rainy, balmy. 1199 SEIU has handed out yellow ponchos, which say United Healthcare Workers, quality care, and good jobs for all. A woman holds a sign with red and white stripes. It says, "I pledge to protect immigrant New York." Others hold the same sign. A woman stares at the podium. She holds a photo of a father with his baby tucked into his coat. It says, "Refugees are welcome here." Another sign says, "Our New York, immigrant New York."
Only soldiers for justice would come out and fight whether rain, snow, or shine.
Albert St. Jean is an organizer with Black Alliance for Just Immigration. He says among the misconceptions about Black people, there are two which are particularly bothersome to him. One is that Black people have no stake in immigrant rights here in New York, and that Black people are a single block, like a monolith.
A walk down Notion Avenue from Fulton to Flatlands Road would prove that wrong. As my last name suggests, St. Jean, you can't get more Haitian than that. I come from a family of immigrants, not Boulay. So, not Boulay. So, and we all end up over here. New York City is home to over a million Black people who are either the son of the children of immigrants or immigrants themselves. And we end up here the same way the rest of us, many of us end up here, just like our Central American brothers and sisters. broken U.S. policy abroad. So when people point at you and they say they don't want you here, remember, they would remind them that they were the reasons why you came here in the first place. To leave our countries, our homelands, in economic and political chaos and turmoil. And yet they turn around and point the fingers at us.
And St. Jean points to misconception about immigrants ICE is trying to deport.
Many of these people do not even have felonies. Something as simple as jumping a turnstile, or something as simple as whatever, shoplifting, can end up having you on the pipeline for deportation. So over-policing, broken windows, all these tactics can lead us vulnerable to deportation. And Black and Latino people in this country, in this city, our fates are linked together, because the prison industrial complex is a beast that is fed by the hands of over-policing.
Unido jamás será vencido.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
New York Congressmember Nydia Velazquez has been a fierce fighter for the rights of New Yorkers.
You know, this is a country that is governed by laws. And under our Constitution, every person that is here is protected. So they cannot circumvent the law, and they cannot deny any person to have the opportunity to go before a judge and state their circumstances and the evidence that they have that will help in their case to stay here. Then we have the Muslim registry. That is so outrageous. It is just so ill. It is just so mean. And we got to fight against it. And we need to hold everyone accountable. We need to hold the technology companies accountable, not to be part of such a divisive policy against immigrants in this country. We will fight for New Yorkers to make sure that the resources that we need for education, for health care, for climate change will be there.
And New York is a sanctuary state.
That's correct, yes. And as well as other cities across the country. And we are very encouraged that law enforcement and police departments are saying that they will not be part of enforcing any type of federal law that will require for them to arrest people based on their legal status or their faith.
Justice! Now! Justice! Now! Justice! Now! Justice!
Anna Martinez stands with her 11-year-old daughter, who is an American citizen. She came to the U.S. from Ecuador. She stands as an example of a strong New Yorker who has sacrificed much to be in this country, which is now her country. And she has a message for Donald Trump.
No estamos tomando el trabajo de nadie. Nosotros estamos creando trabajo con pequeñas empresas que abrimos con mucho sacrificio. No estamos viviendo de la caridad pública. Nosotros pagamos nuestros impuestos cada año. So, no me voy a ir de Nueva York, porque este es mi hogar. Y esta es la tierra de mi hija. Y mañana voy a estar ahí trabajando fuertemente, como cada día, desde hace 12 años en que vine aquí. So, señor Trump, nosotros estamos haciendo América grande ya. Nosotros la queremos hacer mucho más grande todavía. So what I said is that I came 12 years ago when the father of my daughter decided to bring the family here. And since then, we are fighting and working hard every day. And that's the reason the families keep together. And that's the reason why here today is standing and fighting. And we are not going anywhere. We live in New York. This is our home. This is the land of my daughter, an American citizen. And all this misinformation and myth and hateful messages, that we are taking other people's jobs, that we are living off for the public assistance and wrong. We are creating new jobs with small businesses. We are enriching the culture with our culture. And we are paying our taxes every year. So I'm not going anywhere. And Mr. Trump, we are doing America great right now. And we wanted to make it greater.
Now, I'm an undocumented Korean American immigrant who isn't afraid, and I'm here to stay, to fight back.
Sungmin Chung is a community organizer with the Min Kwong Center for Community Action based in Flushing, Queens. It addresses needs of the Korean American community. He says the DACA program, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, has been a lifesaver for him.
I'll tell the truth. Until very recently, I didn't feel comfortable about calling myself a New Yorker, but here's why. Because I'm not originally from here. I was actually born in South Korea, and then I came to the United States when I was 15 years old. Then I lived in the first 5 years in states such as Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia. Now, even though I call all those places my home at one point, none of those places were as welcoming or as dear to me as the very city that I call home today, New York City. In fact, I'll call moving to New York City 6 years ago and receiving my DACA as two things that truly changed my life as an undocumented immigrant. I came from being a high school student who was barred from attending public colleges in Georgia due to my immigration status to being a Hunter College graduate with a degree in BA to work for UN one day. I also came from being someone who could only apply for jobs that pay under the table because of my status to someone who could apply for internships and fellowships that are really life-changing to me. For me, I experienced firsthand how important Sanctuary City plays a role in changing and providing relief for undocumented immigrants. Because CUNY didn't ask for my immigration status, I could get my education. And because law enforcement in New York City does not cooperate with ICE, a mom can go to work in the morning without worrying about getting deported, which was a very fear that I experienced when I lived in Atlanta, Georgia. And that is not the luxury that many of our fellow immigrants who live in other states can experience, which is the reason why we have to fight harder and more.
The Min Kwong Center organizer says he knows immigrant communities like his are facing tough fights in coming months, but through activism and vigilance, he says, we'll protect each other and win greater justice for immigrants. One of the problems is that people are afraid to re-register under DACA. Aber Kawas is youth lead organizer with the Arab American Association of New York. She's Muslim American, Palestinian American. She's from Brooklyn.
Living in freedom is a human right for all. Triple NY is located in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. We're the largest populated Arab neighborhood in New York City. Besides having amazing shawarma and like bumping music all the time in the neighborhood, ever since the election, our community members have been living in collective fear, distress, and demoralization. On top of that fear, our fear has been compounded by numerous hate crimes, verbal and physical attacks on community members, especially those physically identifiable, such as women. And because of Islamophobic policy, we have been living in fear for over a decade since 9/11. We continue to live in fear. We know what can happen to us because we know what has happened to us. So what are we going to do about this? We want to preserve DACA for our youth. Our youth who are continually denied, our dreamers whose dreams have been deferred over and over. Our DACA recipients right now are afraid to re-register. Their future is up in the air, and we cannot allow that to happen.
Kawas says her organization is working to preserve DACA. DACA is renewable for a 2-year period. Another fear is of a Muslim registry like NSEERS, the National Security Entry Exit Registration System. It forced males from Muslim and Arab countries to register with immigration authorities. It was suspended in 2011, but there's speculation that Donald Trump would reenact the registry. Kawas.
Well, let me tell you something. A Muslim registry already happened in the United States after 9/11. It was called NSEERS. It asked for Muslim-identified men, Middle Eastern-identified men, South Asian-identified men, North African-identified men under the age of 40 who were undocumented to register themselves with the government. And as a result of NCRs, we had men and families arrested, deported, interrogated, put on no-fly lists, and subjected to mass surveillance. This has been going on, and it's going to continue, so we have to fight it. When I was 16, my own father was deported after 3.5 years of being in immigration detention because he registered with NCRs. These are real stories. Families have really been torn apart by this. People are losing their fathers, their husbands, their uncles, their aunts, their mothers. And I was 16 when that happened to me. And I'm a youth organizer right now. I never want to see a young person in my community lose someone in their family ever again.
The activist with the Arab American League of New York says we won't let this Trump administration keep us down. Instead, we'll rise up, protect, and defend ourselves. Manya Few works with the Academy of Medical and Public Health Services in Sunset Park. It works with immigrants who face some of the worst health outcomes in the city. As the child of immigrants and a person who works with immigrants, she says she's absolutely devoted to protecting the rights of immigrants.
We as immigrants have rights to health care. We have rights to being in the city and to receiving the same benefits as everyone else.
And there's a threat that people are feeling, a very strong threat from Donald Trump and his administration, that the administration is not representing immigrants or other New Yorkers who actually live here.
Right. I think that's absolutely right. In the immigrant community where I'm working in Sunset Park, there's been a lot of fear. There is no representation for immigrants. Throughout his entire campaign, all of it was against immigration. There's just been so much fear in our communities, and we can't let that continue happening.
Tell us what has been happening, like some examples from some people who have come to you or what you've heard.
Right. Well, there's been a lot of hate crime in our communities. Our community is trying to make itself a sanctuary community in many ways. We're supporting each other, we're linking arms, and making sure that everyone is being able to keep their ears open, their eyes and ears open for each other. However, there's still a lot of misogynistic language that's happening, all racist language that's happening in Sunset Park, which is a community of Asian immigrants, of Latino immigrants, of Muslim immigrants. There have been a lot of outside voices that have said that they do not belong, and even within the communities, others come to a community, they might isolate some of the immigrants that are there. We've had some individuals that came to our facility saying that they were abused, both verbally and physically, by others who just didn't see them as the same, as equal. So there's a lot of hate that's being purported, but I know there's also a lot of love. So I want to make sure that, you know, everyone knows about that.
Jamie Cruz Velasquez holds a sign which says, "I pledge to protect immigration."
My husband is an immigrant from Mexico, so all of my friends are immigrants. So I, as an born and raised American, Caucasian man, I need to protect my husband and our fellow immigrants from being deported illegally, as I see it, by a regime that is mean-spirited and xenophobic. And, you know, I come from a background of fighting for rights for all humankind. And it's just, you know, a continuation.
Cruz Velasquez says he sees racism against his husband all the time.
I witness it firsthand by just being a bystander, of sitting next to him and listening to people say things, you know. It's America. It was never a great country in the first place for a lot of people. Only for a certain very small sector of the population was it a great country.
New York City public advocate Letitia James.
I am Jewish. I am Latino. I am a Muslim. I am gay. I am Asian. I am Russian. I am African. I am Jamaican. I am black. I am an immigrant. And I am not going anywhere.
The rally for immigrant rights outside the United Nations and the march to Trump Tower was held on International Migrants Day yesterday. According to the United Nations International Organization for Migration, climate change, shattered economies, and armed conflicts have in fact made one out of every seven people around the world a migrant. Secretary of State John Kerry, marking International Migrants Day, said, "We are proud to live in a nation that has offered unparalleled freedom and opportunity to migrants, and we reaffirm our commitment to assisting those who are most in need of protection and aid." He said, "Americans must redouble efforts to fight xenophobia and make sure that all migrants are treated with dignity and respect." Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York. And we'll go out with another holiday carol from Gays Against Guns.
Give us the note. Ready? One and two and one and two and
jingle bells, something smells on Fifth Avenue. 2 million votes was not enough, now America is through. Jingle bells, something smells on Fifth Avenue. Oh, what fun it is to ride to a racist rendezvous. Dashing off a tweet as he paces in his tower. So what if he's a cheat? He does it for white power. He's our Tito King, making things all right. Oh, what fun it is to sing a fascist song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, something smells on Fifth Avenue. Latin, Muslim, black, or Jew, they're coming just for you. Ho! Jingle bells, something smells on Fifth Avenue. Oh, what fun it is to ride to a Nazi deja vu. Stacking the Supremes, ripping up your Medicare. Sending rogue regimes, more weapons if we dare. Why the discontent? Don't be such a Scrooge. No taxes for the 1%, that's really, really huge. Oh, jingle bells, something smells on Fifth Avenue. Latin, Muslim, black, or Jew, they're coming just for you. Ooh, jingle bells, something smells on Fifth Avenue. Oh, what fun it is to ride to a Nazi deja vu.
Gays Against Guns, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Resistance can be fun, okay?